everybody. Welcome to this week's Idea Lab from the Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. This week, we're looking at Storytelling 101. I was asked to give a talk last week to a great bunch of people, and I did Storytelling 101. And why this is relevant to you is that I'm going to give away some insider baseball here. I'm going to give away some insider secrets as to how I think about guests, guest selection, and how I get pitched companies and what that means to me when I select people and how I think we're awful at pitching ourselves. If I'm very, very honest, I think Irish companies, we're quite poor in terms of pitching and giving a whole story. So I'm going to give you that today. Hopefully for you, this will be a super practical episode, give you some food for thought, whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur and how you're trying to create your vision for what your company is going to look like, or you're an existing entrepreneur and you probably need to have a little look at your marketing and do a little bit of a refresh. So hopefully it gives you some food for thought. So I'll skim through the lecture quite quickly because it was quite long. I don't really have time for it today. But what I started off with was the three things that I look for in any good guest, in any good story, in any good company, and what I think an episode should have. So for me, it comes down to three things. It comes down to the story, how succinct that story can be, and what the hook is. So I want it to deliver huge value to the audience. So all my guests, I try to make sure that there's some practical insights that you guys can take away and go, that applies to my business. I can do this, this, and this differently now. So I try and make sure it has those things. It has the story, has the conciseness with lessons packed into it, and it has the hook. I'm going to start at the bottom with the hook. This was taught to me by Mark Little when he appeared on the pod a couple of years ago, and he described it as the huh moment. Or to do it correctly, the huh moment. That moment in a story where you kind of go, I get it. Okay, huh, that's interesting. So when you're telling your story or when you're trying to formulate your story, and don't think this doesn't apply to you, this applies to every single business in the world. We need to be better at telling our story because that's all it is, right? Instead of selling, you should be telling. You should be telling people how good your company is, how great the product is, what an amazing opportunity it is that they actually get to do business with you in a non-bullshitty, straightforward way. It's a story. As a business person, you are storytelling at the heart, and especially now, I think this is the most relevant it's ever been because we live in such a noisy world. We're constantly bombarded with like millions of ads and messages and offers and deals. But when you think about it, when you think about your favorite brands, why are they your favorite brands? What is it about them that makes you like them or love them even? It's generally a story. It's the story behind them, or it's the story of how they make you feel, or it's the story of what you did with those brands. It's hugely impactful. I don't think we give it the... No, I'm going to be very direct. We don't give it the attention it deserves. Sometimes I get pitched guests or I get pitched companies and it's just really boring, and I try to research them and it's very one-dimensional. It's very, this is what they do, this is the product, here you go. And there's no depth, there's no richness, there's no story, not that I can see anyway. Or if it is, it's quite one-dimensional. It reads like a press release. And this is what a big mistake a lot of founders do, is that they blast off a press release and think that that's their story. End of. They might have been working away for years and suddenly now, due to pressures external to them in terms of the need to raise funding, they want to try and increase sales, they want to go into a new market, suddenly they think, uh-oh, we haven't really been playing the game here. We haven't really been developing a story about our company. And there's this mad rush to maybe get a PR company and to start doing press releases and to, you know, get it into the media. But it's very short-term thinking. Why? Why are you getting into the media now? Is this something you're going to do and then stop? All the great companies and all the great brands are storytellers at heart. They are constantly telling their story because it takes so long. Trust me, as someone who's trying to build a podcast, it takes so long for someone to hear your message and then to act on that message. They might have to hear it 100,000 times. So for you to do one press release and then just to kind of walk away and go, that didn't work. It's like when I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs about just random things, and they often say, oh, you know, I don't know what bit of marketing to do, and I just have this small piece of budget. I'm just going to do it for a couple of months. That's not really going to do anything for you. That's not going to move the needle. But what you can do is you can be constantly telling your story, and there's a small investment in that. So we'll run through a little bit of that today. So how do you think about your story? You think about it in the ways I just outlined, but also humans evolved to learn through stories. So think about your favorite movie or TV show. Generally, it'll follow a couple of different arcs, right? Disney, the best storytellers of all, they generally go what's called a three-act story. So three acts, start, middle, end. The start is generally we get to know the hero, we get to understand how, you know, the challenge they're facing. It's an evil stepmother, or it's, you know, a dragon, or it's a you know, they have to go on an epic journey. So we get to understand that. And think how complex that must be as a storyteller. Disney stories appeal to someone who's 4 and someone who's 40. You can watch them now, you can watch them when you were 5, and you'll still get something out of them. You'll still be able to follow that narrative arc without it being too simplistic. Adults still love Disney movies, but that's because the stories are rich and they're layered. But equally, they're accessible enough to a 4-year-old to be able to have an incredible experience with them. So like, your storytelling doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, it should be the opposite, but it has to have richness and depth and authenticity. So that's the first act. You get to know the hero, you get to understand their challenge, and then they go off on their quest. They set off on their journey or their battle or their adventure. They experience some hardship. They have a couple of setbacks, and then they have their breakthrough moment. And then finally, act 3, the happy ever after. And if you listen to a lot of founders tell their stories, they are cute and they're aware to this. They're aware that you need the origin myth, as it's called. Sometimes when you feel that a company has retroactively fitted a great story to their founding story. And you can see this sometimes when you start to get aware of it. You're kind of going, wow, that's kind of a bit neat, isn't it? He was driving by a window and he suddenly discovered that there was an opportunity in the market for X product, and he went home straight away and invented it right there and then. It's all a little bit neat. And I'm sure as entrepreneurs listening, you kind of know, yeah, that's not really how it happens. But it's not really deception. It's more simplification. And the simpler you can make your story while still retaining authenticity and a element of truth while always keeping in mind the narrative and the story arc, the better it'll be and the better it'll be received. Think back to any of the pods you enjoyed here just on the Entrepreneur Experiment. Why did you enjoy them? What was it about them that made you go, oh, I really enjoyed that? Often it's the person. Definitely it's the person, how you related to that person. Did you see some of them in you? What is it? Did you relate to them? Was it a great story? Was it because of your industry? Journey is a great story as well. That's at the heart of everything. Or you can have the hero's journey. Again, very similar to the three-act story. The hero's journey. Hero goes off on a quest, conquers the dragon, wins the day. So like, Storytelling by Matthew Dixon is a great book if you are looking to learn a little bit more about this. But when I see it from a podcaster, I look at when someone is pitched to me and I go, right, what's the episode title here? What's the one line summary that I can go in my head going, well, that's definitely one reason why someone loved this story. That's one episode title that I think, yes, I would click on that link or I would read that story because of why. What is that? So make your story easy to understand, but also make it interesting. Have some depth. Have some depth to your story. Sometimes I Google founders and entrepreneurs and they're ghosts. They've been so busy building their store, building their company or their venture that they've forgotten to have a life, or they've forgotten to build up a public profile. And that's fine. That's 100%. I respect people immensely, and they're probably better off in the long run, you know, in terms of their health and things like that, to be totally offline. But equally, then you can't suddenly arrive into the scene and go, oh, here I am, you know, because there's no depth to it then. So if you're wondering why you're not getting any traction with your company, there's a couple of different reasons why that might be. Is it just a bit boring? Are you portraying it in a boring way? Think of how SpaceX pitch themselves, right? If you said, well, we're going to build spaceships and rockets and we're going to do X, Y, Z, it's all a bit bland. Whereas Elon gets out there, does the salesman thing and says, we're going to send people to Mars, going to make life interplanetary. That's pretty cool. That's the hook, right? The hook is Mars. Because you can understand it in the very simplest form. Straight line journey, we're leaving Earth, it's going to be really dangerous. You know, hero's journey, we're taking off, we're going to Mars, it's going to be treacherous, we're going to get there, then we're going to save the world. Like, come on, that's as good as it gets, right, in terms of storytelling. A really complex product. Couldn't be more complicated. Literally, it's rocket science. Couldn't be more complicated, but they've boiled it down to the simplest parts. And that is not an accident. So look at your company, look at your story and go, right, why are we not interesting? Why are we sending off press releases to everybody XYZ and we're not getting picked up? And there's a couple of other little tricks you can do as well, right? Have a media pack. And a media pack is, make it super simple for journalists, podcasters, whatever they are, TV journalists, whatever they are, to tell your story. Make sure you have loads of high quality headshots, not a photo of you at your devs 17 years ago with someone's hand around your shoulder, and you laugh, but I've actually been sent photos with someone's arm around the shoulder of the guest, and you're kind of going, you're probably going to need a different headshot for this one. So I want to do loads of media and creative around my podcasts, so I need different photos of you. If it's the same photo that's been churned out a million times before, there's no freshness, there's no uniqueness, there's no kind of like, oh, cool, let's do that. So get 10 headshots if you can, all different versions, and make them interesting. And for the love of God, don't hold up a giant foam sign with your company name. It just makes me sad to see stuff like that. Be original, be quirky, be unique, spend some money, get a great photographer to do it for you. You'll use it for years, hopefully, if your company is a success. The more rich media you have around yourself as a brand and your company as a brand. And it might seem a bit weird to think about yourself as a brand, but if you're a founder and you're trying to be the face of the company, you're going to need some depth. You're going to need some marketing collateral around you as well. Why is your story interesting? And often I love hearing about people's hobbies, unique things that they've done in the past, because that's what makes them interesting. That's what makes them people. And that's what makes you relatable. That's the biggest thing, is to be relatable. So that's it. Bit of a different Idea Lab today, but I think it's insightful. I think it's got some value for entrepreneurs, especially at every stage. If you're early off, you should start baking this into your story now. If you're an experienced founder, start thinking about how you're portrayed when someone Google searches you. What's the first 10 results that comes up? If it's nothing, then definitely there's some low hanging fruit for you to grab straight away there. And that's it. That's today's Idea Lab. I'm back on Thursday with Mary McKenna, the founder of Tour America. Couldn't be a more timely episode, I think. Mary has seen it all. She's brought a company through crises like 9/11, the foot and mouth, the ash cloud. Incredible. So she survived that, built her company every single time, come back stronger. And I think where we are now in terms of the COVID situation for companies and entrepreneurs to learn from her story is class. And it's just a great story, like I just talked about. I'll see you Thursday with Mary. Have a good week.